You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Murder, kidnapping, thievery. If you want to see all that scandal crammed into a 60-minute play, head to Family Crimes, which opens this weekend at Kalamazoo College. The play, written and directed by Kay College senior Belinda McCauley, looks at three generations of Latina women and the so-called crimes committed by each of them. But this play isn't about bad characters. In fact, as WMUK's Robbie Feinberg tells us, it uses their crimes to explore the deep societal issues that Latina women face.
Tell me, the absolute worst, the most horrible thing you've ever done.
You won't tell?
Family keeps secrets.
Family keeps secrets. If there's one thing that quickly becomes apparent in Family Crimes, it's that family keeps secrets. Lots of them. In this play, those secrets come from three generations of Latina women. There's the grandmother who killed her husband. There's the mother who kidnapped a baby and raised him as her son. And there's the daughter whose sexuality feels like a crime in a culture that's still slow to accept. Between the murder and the kidnapping, Family Crimes sounds a little gruesome. But director Belinda McCauley says the play is actually personal. McCauley says part of the reason she wrote Family Crimes was to share the stories of the Latina women in her own family.
These are all stories that don't really get to be told because of what they involve. So I felt like I need to give these women a voice, you know, not just for them, but because these stories are a part of me and a part of who I am and how I'm here today.
McCauley is quick to add that no one in her family has, you know, killed or kidnapped anybody. But she points to the relationship between the two eldest members of Family Crimes as something from real life.
Mostly the relationship dynamic between the two oldest characters in the play, the grandmother and the grandfather. And just like their relationship dynamic, this strange sort of love-hate relationship where they kind of despise each other, but they're also just like hopelessly attracted to each other.
All he knew of was how to court. Even when we were married, he did not stop courting. Me and otras. Abuelita, if you don't want to talk about it, listen to me, Estela. Your abuelo did not understand how love works, how marriage is to be.
Those elements I took from interviewing my mom and her brothers about my grandparents. Some of the things that they told me, you know, some of the stories that they told me about them, I, you know, took some of those moments and I was like, this is a good moment. I'm going to put this in the play.
McCauley adds that through these crimes, she can explore problems that echo throughout the Latino community but aren't talked about. Problems like domestic violence, infidelity, racism, and sexism. When a character has to deal with all this, McCauley says, maybe committing a crime doesn't seem so bad.
With Martha, with the daughter, or the mother, I guess, you know, the middle woman, her crime of kidnapping this white baby boy is kind of just out of anger and frustration with racism and sexism and the struggles that she has faced as a woman of color.
I'm just a nurse because I'm a woman who speaks Spanish. But all the medical schools love that he's fluent in two languages. It makes him look good, like some sort of saint or savior.
And so she finally just kind of takes those frustrations and decides to, you know, take a white kid.
Joanna Keller Flores, who plays Marta, says it's easy to identify with the racism and sexism. She says she sees it all the time as a Latina actress trying to find any kind of theater role.
There's been more in the past, like, 5 years or something, but that's, you know, like, on Broadway. That's, like, the new stuff. On, like, high school and college campuses and stuff, they're usually just going to do old things, and they don't really see brown people in those roles.
But Flores hopes that Family Crimes and other plays can inspire more playwrights, both nationally and in Kalamazoo, to empower Latino actors. With more and more new voices, Flores says, she hopes theater looks a lot more diverse in a few years. You can see Family Crimes at Kalamazoo College's Dungeon Theater tonight at 8. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.